2 o'clock hour. Yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan. One more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. With a really weak Wi-Fi signal. Is it dial-up? No, it's RadioValencia.fm. Hey guys, I'm Shay from the Bay, and together with Maldoror, we're really excited to be back in studio. We do not have a Jesus special lined up for you this Easter Sunday, and despite our proclivity to not do any pre-prep or communicate during the week, I think we're going to nonetheless resurrect the possibility of a very good show today. Opening up the set, I've included a couple of my favorites, Nora on Pure and Billie Eilish, but overall, it's a little bit of a sound experiment. I've dropped a little ASMR in there for you. Get right, get tight. Thanks for hanging with me and Maldoror this Sunday and every Sunday. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
We work on the other side of time. We bring them here through either isotope teleportation, transmolecularization, or better still, teleport the whole planet here through music. Music.
just like other people. We love to sing, we love to dance, we admire beautiful women. We're human, and sometimes very human.
Turn to would say I didn't want you. All the good girls go to hell, 'cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My love's so far is lonely. Look at you needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers, Peter should know better. Your cover up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now, begging for our help. Wow, hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, 'cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My love so far is lonely. There's nothing left to say. My God is gonna own me. There's nothing left to say now.
Even supposed to be here today.
Was that a Clerks drop at the end?
It was a Clerks drop.
Why?
Drawer. Well, because it's something that we talked about off air, the last show, the last fantastic show that we had. We never got to bring it up to present time.
What about it?
I don't remember. You saw Clerks 3.
Oh, yeah, I watched Clerks 3. In fact, it's massively overdue at the library.
Yeah. Okay. Also, that's weird. You got it from the library?
Yes, I'm old, so I get DVDs from the library.
Blu-ray also?
Yeah, I had to get a Blu-ray player.
You did not.
They're like $30. You have no headphones.
We have no headphones. That's okay. We're just going to pretend that the voice of God exists on this Passover weekend.
The voice of God is government.
And Easter. Hey, opening up the show, we heard, closing it out, that was All Good Girls Go to Hell by Billie Eilish. Before that, Uruguay by Nora Onpure with Sons of Maria. And opening it up, I put together a weird sort of sound thing, but that's okay. Teleport by Steve Jordan and Mixed Master Mike. That was off the Beat Odyssey album from 2020. A really cool album if you're interested in a lot of samples.
Yes, I said it sounded like the Avalanches.
And so you threatened to play the Avalanches.
Yes, but then you said, I don't know them, I'll play them. So I'm not now.
Well, I've made no moves on that front.
Well, you need content, so you go ahead.
Hey guys, you're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Thanks so much for being with me and Maldor live in studio this Sunday.
It's a gorgeous goddamn day outside, which is not something we've been able to say for the last 3 or 4 months.
A beautiful day for resurrection.
Yeah, whatever.
A beautiful day for hunky Jesuses. Jeezi.
Yeah, shit. What's a Catholic priest's favorite candy?
Something about little boy. I don't know.
Little peeps.
No, little peeps. Oh, you got way too much joy from that.
No, I had a better one about the resurrection, but I'm bad at jokes because I'm bad at remembering.
Is that why you're bad at jokes, Maldoror? Okay, yes. Uh huh. Cool.
So yeah, It's been a productive day for me. I bought new socks and underwear.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the origin of the socks and underwear, but you don't seem to have any concerns about them.
Well, I actually had to go into like four or five of those Mission junk shops that are on, you know, between 22nd and 24th.
You purchased underwear from a Mission junk shop.
Well, I mean, some of them have like luggage, and some of them have like housewares, and some of them, I didn't realize that they're varied in their content.
Yeah, and you were like, I had to go to let me buy the thing that sits closest to my skin at a junk shop.
Well, I mean, you could call them a variety store.
A variety store, okay.
They sell a variety of goods and products. And I bought some new chonies at the variety shop. Because it's difficult to get quarters in this modern era, and it's $5 a load to do laundry in my building now.
So now we're just buying new underwear from the junk / variety shop. Variety shop.
I didn't say I was a paragon of like an aspirational
human. It's yeah. True. Only quality.
I am muddling the hell along.
You demand excellence, Maldoror.
Doing my best.
Hey guys, thanks so much for being with us in studio. I'm really excited to see what Maldoror, what kind of magic. You know, or he's going to roll away the stone from the cave of things that we haven't heard, either because they're new or because he hasn't listened to them in a while.
Yeah, me too, because I have done absolutely no preparation.
Everyone is shocked and surprised at this revelation.
Yeah, it's a revelation.
Should we use as many Catholic words as possible, or is that, I mean, Catholic referential words?
Give me the transubstantiation.
There it is. That would be the White Claw. Initiating White Claw. I feel like you should have dropped the, should have done the dial-up modem. Yeah, exactly. I'm really glad that that's part of our sound bank right now.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Gear 8 Catastrophe. It's a gorgeous day out on the mission. I assume you are all either racing big wheels down hills or gaping at hunky Jesus's Jesus.
I think you would be a hunk, like a good hunky Jesus.
So is your mom.
Chunky Jesus.
All right.
My mom's too thin for that.
This is Radio Valencia.
Someone else. I just want to try something new. There is no right, there is no wrong. And if you had a change of mind, at least we'll be here to hold it together. But something has to give. There must be another way. Something has to give. There must be another way. Everybody wants to change their life. I'm too scared of what I might lose. You have the choice and you have the heart. You can tear it all apart. I'll be here to hold it. Something has to give. There must be another way. Something has to give. There must be another way. Something has to give. There must be another way. Something has to give. I need to hold these people together. Something.
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission, very slowly, with our shitty Wi-Fi.
Sorry, I got to queue up your next section, which is now done. I guess it's Easter. We know this because our traditional go-to breakfast spot, Al Carajo, suddenly closed on us.
Ya está cerrado porque tienen que celebrar. The interesting thing, though, is that the Latina church right here, Iglesia Latina, like, nadie está. Nobody's home, dude.
Yeah, it's weird that they're not open on Easter.
I mean, they play worse music than I do.
Well,
do not touch those wires. Hashtag jiggle the wires, please, Maldoror.
I'm sorry. I wanted headphones in both ears.
I finally got my left ear working. Can we just leave it alone? We're so happy to be with you here live in studio this Sunday, almost every Sunday on Radio Valencia.
Almost.
You know, I feel like we can really get our energy up a little bit here, Maldoror.
Lately, our okay, fine.
I'm just saying our opening segment, I mean, despite my best efforts, we had a little, you know, sound exploration in there that wasn't even enough to interest you. Not enough.
I'm staying away from the whiskey today.
But that doesn't mean you have to make all of us miserable.
Yeah.
Just because the Pinot Gris doesn't pack that punch.
So our beloved bartender, Joanna, at the Latin American, we were discussing a phenomenon which I didn't realize it's not a great name, but it's an obvious name. I got salad drunk on Friday.
What is salad drunk?
Well, I went out with a friend of mine and had a salad for dinner, which was basically... It was a very bad salad, too. It was just like basically just a pile of lettuce with very little protein on it. And then I had my normal complement of Friday night whiskey, and I wasn't even that, you know, incapacitated, but oh my God, I was hungover the next day. She's like, oh, you got salad drunk. Apparently her gay friends are like, oh yeah, that's when you eat a pile of lettuce and you think you've had a meal.
Gay friends, women friends,
and
yes,
and go out and you
drink the same,
and then you get salad drunk and you're super hammered and the next day you feel like death.
Yeah, well, I might have, I'm not saying I did, but I might have made a hot dog last night at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's wise. So I felt like hell all day yesterday, including all the way through my DJ gig at the Willows. Like, I barely drank anything at the Willows. Well, I mean,
you gotta have a hot dog
for me. I barely drank anything for me.
A little Hebrew National.
Kosher?
I'm just saying, exactly, for Passover.
It's not treif.
It's, oh God, you talk, and that's a Yiddish word, not a Jew word.
Is it different?
It's, I just think we say Yiddish.
I'm not familiar with the terminologies of you people.
Oh, that was a callback to,
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, hey, and if you guys are curious about any of the terrible inside jokes that we just can't seem to get rid of or let go of, go ahead and check out our podcast. Go to radiovalencia.fm, find the podcast tab, go to Maldoror's Security Catastrophe, and find our last show. It was really good. It was really good.
It was okay. I've only listened to about a half of it, but I was enjoying what I'd heard.
I listened to the whole thing twice. I listened to it when we had our rerun, and that led me into Cheap Hooch. The week before last, they did an entire show just of groups that were performing in the next couple of weeks here in San Francisco. It was such a good show.
That's a good theme.
It was a very good show.
Yeah. I suppose I should probably back announce what we heard, which for me was... you already back announced your shit. We kicked things off with a band called Ist. It was a track called Something's Gotta Give, or Something Had to Give, which I did not know that band, but a whole bunch of my friends in the UK were all going to see them on this tour, and I'm like, I mean, they obviously are a very post-punk sounding band. But you know, most of my friends in the UK, I dearly love them, but they go see a lot of bands that are in their 50s and 60s. Now you're jiggling my wires. You know, like New Model Army and Killing Joke. So the fact they were going to see a new band made me intrigued, and I actually, and now I can't hear shit. Whatever you just did was bad. And then we heard two songs from Dubby Stardust, who was an artist that I I was playing last week. The same promoter sent me the entire record of the entire record of David Bowie covers done in a dub style by Dubby Stardust. So we heard "Let's Dance," which was Dubby Stardust featuring Tom Rhodes, and "Heroes" by Dubby Stardust featuring Jasmine Ash. And that was my set.
That was a very good set.
Well, yeah, it's hard to argue with dub covers of David Bowie. All right, I'm going to try and figure out why Shay fucked up my headphones.
I was just trying to get my left ear to work.
I know why.
but clearly it's my fault. Yes, no, it has nothing to do with
it. I'm going to try and see if I can unfuck it.
Set up here.
And also figure out where I could get food since Al Carajo closed randomly early because it's Easter.
It's not random. We did not pre-prep, Maldor. We didn't pre-prep for a lunch. We didn't pre-prep for the show.
Well, it's not like there aren't 1,000 places to get a taco if we go that way.
I mean, I feel like we can get one at the variety store. And some underwear. Can I get the chicken tingas and also some boxer briefs?
Some chones.
That are made out of Chinese babies. Maldoror, just wash them before you wear them.
Well, that would defeat the purpose of buying them so that I don't have to do laundry.
I just have concerns, but I take your point. Can't you just get Italian and kind of wash them in the sink? You know,
well, that's what I've been doing for like the last week and a half.
Yeah.
And this is all because of big banks suck, right? Because you can't go into Bank of America anymore and be like, I'd like to buy 3 rolls of quarters. Because they won't give them to you if you aren't one of their customers. That pays them, you know, hundreds of dollars a month in pointless fees.
I think it's because they don't have the quarters. Do they not have them on hand? Like, who keeps money anymore? That's ridiculous.
Oh, you know who we should have asked?
Who?
Our bartender at the cash-only bar.
Of course.
Or, who we should have asked. Who I should have asked.
Do you think people pay in quarters there at the Latin American Club?
I also, none of their things are you know, $7.50. It's all $8, $9, $10, nice round dollars.
You know why? Because no one has quarters.
Yeah. My landlord just replaced the goddamn washer and dryer, so it's $5 a load, and he didn't put in, like, a card reader. Like, you still got to find $5 in quarters for each load of laundry, which is a shit ton of quarters. It's very, very vexing.
I'm trying to feel your pain here. I'm going to feel your pain next week when you're unhappy because you're wearing bad underwear. There's a rule that all women have, which is no bad underwear under any circumstance.
Really?
You have to always be wearing the right underwear for the situation.
Huh.
Always. I mean, probably, do gay men know this as well? I think they do.
I don't know.
I think they do. I think you need to get in touch with your Dolly Parton side.
Right on.
Who reminds you that what's underneath is just as important as what's out. Wait, did that sound weird? Yeah, it did. That's all right.
Okay. It's time for your second set. And the background music ended, so it seems like a good time to do it. All right, this is Radio Valencia.fm. See you, bye.
Like a rain cloud, she's got the look. A heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. Oh, la, 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 she's got the look. Fire in the eyes, naked to the tomorrow is a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look.
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Tragedy has a hold on my mind, but I can see the light between the lines, and I say, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track, you underestimate. Ooh, I give you something to believe in. Burn up a basement full of demons.
see, I know your fate. Ooh, and I say, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track. You underestimate. Ooh, ah, I'll give you something to believe in. Burn up a basement full of demons. Realize you're a slave to your mind. Break free. Now give me something to believe in. Just give me.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting with terrible Wi-Fi from the mission amidst hunky Jesus competitions, Jesus' resurrection, and people that also don't care.
And yeah. Bloody Mary. Don't forget the Bloody Mary.
Oh, and the Bloody Mary.
Or the Sexy Mary. I forget.
I don't think she was bloody. I mean, did she know she was pregnant? I mean, did she not get her period? Is there someone we can talk to about this?
I think we're going to have to. Am I just conflating, another story?
Maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by our resident artist?
Yes, one of our...
Can I call them that?
Yes.
Yeah, but, well, I bought all their art, so there's none left in here. It turns out it's all in my house.
And I finally hung the art at my house that I have.
But we are joined by our resident artist, NR.
Good afternoon, people of San Francisco and all over the world listening to this broadcast.
We're going to need you to help keep our energy up because...
I honestly think there are probably more people listening around the world than there are in San Francisco because there's so much going on in San Francisco today that if I were not doing this, I would be doing something else.
Well, that's not... the temperatures are above 60, so the bodies are out.
Yeah.
There are shirtless men eating avocado toast.
Even the homeless guy in front of Latin American Club had his top off.
Yeah, but they're always shirtless. That's fine. It's fine.
It's cultural.
Mm, whatever.
They're also, sporting the heroin chic that's all de rigueur now.
Yeah, he was slim.
So, Calvin Klein ad.
We can't make, yeah, we shouldn't. No, more of a Dior physique, where you're just starved for years. Anyway.
Tell me about the songs you just played.
The songs that we just played. We closed it out. Something to Believe In by Young the Giant. We heard Teenager in Love, a really cool cover. I really like that cover.
That actually was a pretty decent cover.
By The Regrets. And
if you like that sort of thing, stay tuned for Cheap Hooch, because that's the sort of thing they
play.
Yeah,
that really is their kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I thought the first two songs were really their jam. We opened it up with She's Got the Look by Roxette. So I was trying to find a cool... Yeah, I know. I played Roxette, The Regrets, and I was kind of trying to find a Tourette's kind of a thing to play, but I really wanted to hear that Young the Giant song. I hadn't heard it in a long time.
So I was giving off-air, actually back at the Latin America Club, I was giving Shay a huge amount of grief for playing a noted neo-Nazi on the show because I was maintaining that the dude from Roxette was originally, when he was 14 or 15, was a neo-Nazi skinhead back
then. And
in,
I was fucking great. Sweden. Let's do that on Passover weekend.
Right.
Good job.
But it turns out I was mistaken.
Thank goodness.
It's Ace of Base. The dude from Ace of Base, the founding member, was a neo-Nazi skinhead. And he has spent a great deal of his adulthood saying, I was 14 and surrounded myself by idiots, and I'm sorry. I was a moron. I would hate to be judged
were
for...
Were they from Sweden?
Scandinavia?
Okay, very homogenous society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hate to be judged on every lifestyle choice I made when I was 14, but I also never decided to be a Nazi. So... Whatever. But anyway, I confuse Ace of Base and Roxette. Sorry.
I was so relieved.
Yeah.
I was so relieved.
So how are you going to make it up to us, Shay?
No, that's on Maldor. It's his
My friends in the Netherlands will be so pleased that Roxette made it onto the show. My friend Rob Aldred is, they're one of his favorite bands.
I just heard from my friend from Holland last night, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
shout out to the Low Countries. NR is cracking up over here.
Yeah, I'd be a little more on the ball if Alcarajo had closed.
But I mean, it's not right that we were here was this band that we mistook for Nazis and then they're not, and then we're oh, shout out to our friends in Holland. Ah,
Why is that,
folks?
Not?
This is what happens when pizza by the slice is not available
exactly
during the broadcast.
NR is correct.
So to change that, please donate to.
Yeah, and don't forget we have a fundraiser coming up.
Oh, we do at the end of the month. That's right.
At right next door on the wall that I pointed to right now.
At the makeout room.
At the makeout room, the Titan Ups will be headlining. I don't know who else is on the bill.
Stop tapping your microphone unless you wanted to incorporate some ASMR for the listeners. That is how that's coming across. I like it. Did you want to try again? Maybe they don't like it. We'll have to brush up our skills there.
I was here for the last fundraiser. It was pretty epic.
Well, I'm glad you attended. I was stuck on a tarmac in San Francisco.
Rent.
In Los Angeles.
We made rent.
Yay.
Yeah, that's kind of a big
rent,
deal.
Rent party.
Let's keep it going, people.
Still in
Makeout
the city.
Room. What's the date?
I thought it was in May.
I think it's like the last weekend in April. I feel like it's like the 30th.
Sorry, different drill.
But we can take a look.
I got the Austin Psych. Austin Psych Fest.
Now we're going through Mal Dror's personal diary here.
Giants are playing in Mexico City. It's both Jeff D.
Vamanos Gigantes, did you do anything for opening day?
No, it's the 10th anniversary of this incarnation of the San Francisco Eagle.
That's not what we're looking for
here. It's way older than that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think it's just these and older.
I think it's April 30th. I think it's that Sunday.
I've got the 23rd of April.
Ah, rats.
But I had to look up fundraiser.
All right, well, 23rd it is then. 23rd of April, just so we're clear, in the place next door to the wall that Mal Dror is pointing at, that's the makeout room here in the arts corridor.
I'm not 100% sure. My findings may be inaccurate. I don't freaking know.
Wow.
We will confirm that date for you after the next interlude.
The Titan Ups are definitely playing.
Now, the last time you saw the Titan Ups, you said that they had completely packed out this room. It was amidst the deluge when it just wouldn't fucking stop raining. And you said still everybody showed up for the Titan Ups.
Yeah, the fundraiser is on 4:30. Yeah.
All right, there it is.
I need to update the old calendar. That's good. That means I can go see the crocodiles at the Argonaut. I mean, at Due Nord that night instead of being stuck at a... I mean, instead of going to a Radio Valencia fundraiser.
Why not both?
Oh, yeah.
We're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from a questionable location here in the Arts Corridor. We've got a lot of fucking activity happening at the front door here, guys.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to some music.
Go ahead
and
do it.
This is RadioValencia.fm. This is Kid Beyond on RadioValencia.fm.
When he treats you wrong. be free. Came over me. I could see the clouds dancing